Hey, how you doing today? This is Wade with wadeforwireless.com, and today I want to talk to you about carrier optimization. First, I want to thank Tower Safety for sponsoring this podcast and sponsoring my blog and for all that they've done for me, and I really want to thank them for providing training to the tower industry. OSHA training, tower safety and rescue training, and also soon they're going to add drone training. You can reach them in Phoenix, Arizona at 480-313-0678 or towersafety.com. But now let's get back to carrier optimization. I get really excited about this because this is a step that a lot of people either don't understand or don't know about, or just quite frankly, a lot of people don't care about, because it's usually at the very end of the deployment. You have the design, you have the site acquisition, you have the installation, you have the commissioning, integration, testing. But then at the very end, you have optimization. And in all honesty, optimization could go on long after the system is deployed, up and running, all of that. It could go on and on and on, because what they want to do is improve the system continuously. And there's a lot of different ways to do that. One of the theories was that the SON servers, S-O-N, self-organizing network, would do this. Well, apparently not. I guess I'll get there someday as big data analytics takes off. But the reality is, for right now, you have drive teams, you have the RF engineers, and they're all managed by a project manager, a PM. You have your RF engineering team, RFE. You have your drive team, your DT. I look at these guys as heroes, and I'll tell you why. Because optimization is where they find problems with the system and they improve the system. And when I say system, the improvements range beyond just settings in the eNode B or settings in the core. It's physical, it's settings, it's timing, it's spectrum management, it's all of that. Bandwidth management, everything. That's where the optimization team comes in. So first, let's go over the project manager organizes everything, right? Someone's got to give reports, someone's got to get feedback, and someone's got to arrange the manpower. So the PM really is needed in this case. Somebody's got to manage everything, whether it's a PM or a manager. Usually they just hire a PM because the managers have a lot of other things to worry about. You know what I mean? Then you have your RF engineers. Your RF engineers are taking all the data and processing it. Now, where do they get the data? They get it from several resources. You have PCMD, which is per call measurement data. That's a big piece of this. But you also have drive teams that go out, and that's a third team. The drive team goes out, and they'll either walk or they'll drive to test coverage. And the reason I say walk, they could be testing indoor coverage, small cell coverage, macro coverage, whatever. You know, DAS coverage. It all matters, because what you want to do is have a good user experience. Good quality of service makes a difference, because what you're striving for in this case, let's just use root metrics. They sample this as well. Really, they're doing like the drive team part of optimization. They go out and they test the handoff, the upload, the download, the voice quality, text messaging, things like that. All this is part of optimization. So the optimization team, let me tell you what they find, okay? They create these reports, they do the study. The RF engineers have a daunting task, because they have to take all the data from the drive team and all the data from that they see in the system and all the data they can collect from the user equipment, the UEs, the cell phones, the smartphones, and they have to put it all together and make changes to the system. What changes? All right, I'm finally getting into it. They could make changes in the eNode B, which could have to do with handoff, could have to do with spectrum management, the neighbor lists. Maybe neighbors aren't talking well or handing off properly, or maybe the neighbor, when I say neighbor list, they build a list in each eNode B that identify the neighbors so they know who to hand off to. It should be done automatically, but sometimes there's problems. Sometimes it has to be built. And they're looking at everything. Sometimes there's a router problem. Sometimes in the core, there's an issue with the MME, which is a mobility management entity, or one of the gateways. Sometimes the eNode B settings are wrong, neighbor list, self-interference issues. A lot of times there's handoff issues. They don't hand off properly. There isn't enough bandwidth. Something hasn't been set up right, right? But what about physical problems? Here's where they find a lot of installation problems. Radio head cabling. Sometimes that's wrong and they don't detect it in the testing. PIM problems at a site were missed. Sometimes it creeps up later. Sometimes something's missed. Sometimes there's problems that happen just down the road. Antenna elevation. Elevation is up and down. Sometimes it's wrong and it needs to be corrected. Antenna azimuth, left and right. Sometimes that's set up wrong. Sometimes you have bad cables on the radio head. Cables go bad. Sometimes they're put in, they work for a while, they don't, or sometimes they're bad when they go in, it's not detected. Dirty fiber between the BBU and the radio head. That could cause lost data. You have power settings in the radio head. Sometimes it's that simple. You have too much power, you don't have enough power. And there's a ton of settings for quality of service, so I just threw that in there too. Now, the optimization team's goal is to have the network improve to become excellent for user experience. That's their goal. Who tests user experience now is RootMetrics. RootMetrics are the ones that actually go around and test it. So really the drive team of everything. They just process the data and publish it. I don't know how they make money. They must file full reports for the carriers. But all the same, it's very important that they have good quality of service. Before, the carriers just relied on the feedback from the customers. But now what they rely on is this RootMetrics, so the customers hopefully never see the problem. And the system's always changing. For instance, now they really rely on data more than anything. It's a big change. It's a big paradigm shift, because before it was voice quality. Did my call go through? Did my call hand off? Did my call drop? Did it get to a macro cell that was overloaded? The macro cell couldn't accept the call, so it dropped it. That was a big thing. The thing about voice is it's very obvious. You can hear quality in the voice. That's why voice over LTE, the carriers were hoping to make money off high quality voice. The problem is people just don't care anymore. The carriers set them up to accept voice the way it was. So people aren't going to pay extra for clear voice. At least I wouldn't. That's my opinion. I mean, I'm not going to pay extra for high quality voice. I would pay extra so my music sounds better, but that's downloaded and that's up to the device. Now, with all that said, I know I'm going through all this, what they do have to worry about now is the handoffs and the data. User experience now is about how much bandwidth you have to download, you know, whatever, your Facebook cat videos and your music. Music's a big thing. People want to hear that. If people are listening to streaming music, which carriers should like because, you know, should max out the data plan and make them more money, they don't want to get dropped or hear the stuttering or the dropping or the silence that you get when that happens. They want the best quality of experience they can get, the best user experience they can get. That's the key. They want the data to work properly. And if you're downloading data while you're driving in a car and it hands off from one cell to the next, while they might see it slow down a little, they don't want it to drop and have to start over. Quality of experience, user experience. That's what we're looking at here. So these optimization teams find problems like that and they correct them the best that they can. Now, the downside, if you go out of coverage or in a dead zone, they should find that. The carrier has to weigh out whether it's really worth covering that dead zone, right? Obviously, Verizon spends a lot of money to cover dead zones. But the other, and AT&T has too, actually, because AT&T understands to have a better network is to just look better in the press's eyes. And quite frankly, it makes people happy. All right, I just want to go over optimization, give you a little understanding of what they do. And I also want you to understand that any problems that happen in deployment, either with design, engineering, planning, even with the core, they show up in optimization. It's one thing to test the cell site. It's another thing to test the cluster and the system. Remember, a cluster is made up of multiple cell sites, and a cluster has to hand off to another cluster, and a cell site has to hand off to a cell site, drilling down here. And even when you're at a sector, when you're at the cell site, you have, let's say, three sectors. We'll make it simple. You have to be able to hand off from one sector to the next, but that's pretty easy. It's all in one building, theoretically. But then when you hand off from one cell site to the other, you have to know where it's going to go. You have to really take an educated guess of where the guy's going to go. So with all that said, I'm hoping you understand that optimization should find all the problems that were made in the earlier deployment stages. Design, installation. A lot of guys do the elevation wrong. A lot of guys do the azimuth wrong. It happens. It's not a big deal. But they have to go out and, well, they don't personally, but they have to hire crews to go out and correct that. Problems with the cable head, a lot of installation problems become apparent. The other thing that comes apparent, if the OEM has a change, that's where the Tiger teams come in. Let's say the designer of the OEM, and they realize they made a mistake on, say, the first 100 or 200 or 1,000 sites. That's why Tiger teams come in, to correct problems like that. A lot of that is found in optimization or through user experience. You really want the optimization team to find it first. That's why a lot of the bigger carriers are anal about that. I guess I droned on enough about that. Everyone, be smart, be safe, pay attention. All right? See ya.